Okay, so now, Simon Yadad, Sif Hey. Kind of weird halachas here. Talis Shel Shutfin. You own a talis in partnership. Chayavis Petzitzis. So you and your buddy need to put tzitzis together, make brachas, that's fine. Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, Al Kanfei Vigdehem, on the corners of your garments, plural. Okay, Vigdehem, is a, the drush is, even if it means their garments together. Okay, fine. Mishnah Berurah dealing with some weird cases here. Shel Shutfin, so he says it's Zayin. V'tala Shel Shutfis, Nochri V'Yisrael, O Ish V'Isha. What happens if you have a partnership where one of the two owners is pater from tzitzis? Like in the case of a Jew and a non-Jew owning a garment together, or a man and a woman. So then, Mishnah Berurah first says, Chayavis B'Tzitzis, V'lo Yivarech Aleha. It's Chayav in tzitzis, but don't make a bracha on it. Chayav in tzitzis because you, your tzad has to have tzitzis, but don't make a bracha because their tzad doesn't get a bracha. Okay? Fine, art sechaim, delok, kedomestic Eliezer, ayin sham. The art sechaim, the domestic Eliezer is the first shot who says, yes, tzitzis, no bracha. The art sechaim says, no bracha, no tzitzis altogether. So they don't need tzitzis because the half that's not yours, it's not, don't need tzitzis at all. It's like, yeah. Okay, either way, not really no gael mice, I don't think, but that's that. Yudches, so he says it's chayavis, the partnerships. So the partners share the talis, then they have to take a, they have to put tzitzis in and make brachas. Of course, that's only va'ari shechaver merutza sheila chaver abo. It assumes that each partner they're in good terms, and no one minds the other one wears the garment. Abu bleed tzitzis, and it has got tzitzis. So then chay lasos put tzitzis. Then the partners, each one has to put tzitzis on the garments for both of them, and they make brachas, no problem. Avos shutfin v'yesh put avos shutfin, if they're part own a partnership v'yesh put tzitzis and it has tzitzis on it ve'echad makbid al chaver shlo yelech bo, but they're in bad terms, let's say, and the one doesn't let the other guy wear it. I don't know, it's an investment talis. They're good terms, but this is the talis that, you know, whoever the rebbe used to wear, and they're keeping it as a, you know, for ebaying one day. Point is, I don't let you wear it. Since they let you wear it, you can't wear my half of the talis. Fil yesh bo kedei chaluka, even if this is a technical idea.
It's a knock material.
Yeah, even if the talus is so big, it's not that big, it's so big that we can cut it in half, and I could force you, the truth is, to cut it in half. I haven't yet, but I could say, listen, we'll cut this talus in half, because you'll have half and I'll have half, and we'll have the talus. Even if it's big enough, that's work. So then we'll make two talus cuts, whatever the story is. Uvachol chelek shir talus, in each half of the would-be torn talus. Exactly what it's called, exactly right. So even if it's big enough that we could cut it up, we haven't cut it up since we haven't. The filuachi im lovsho begzela, if you wear it, since I don't let you wear my talus, and you're wearing my talus, it's half mine. Uvavarach lav over belosisa, you're making a bracha of a talus, and you're over the lav of belosisa because there's no bracha to be made because it's not your, it's a talus gazula, it's a stolen talus. It's not yours to make a bracha on. It's only half yours. Another half you're stealing from me. The left hand side might be yours or the right side, but the point is the other side is mine and I don't let, so you only have two tzitzis on your toss. Another good, it's true if you cut it down the middle, you can put two.